B-Pod Studios.
Good.
Now we are recording.
Oh, it's a Red Party Podcast.
Roy and Loren broadcasting from their home, mainly at the studios here on South Boulevard.
I miss you.
I miss you too. I know.
I miss being in my normal chair. I'm in this computer chair, and it hurts my back.
I get to see you today from my window.
Yeah, I will call you when I drop off your medicine ball. Where are you going to put the wine? On the front door?
Yeah, I'll put it on the front
door. Don't give me an expensive bottle, but...
I wasn't planning on it.
No, what price range are you going? By the way, for those people that might not know, I have to bring Loren her pregnancy ball, which is here in the studio, and she wants me to drop it off. I said, I will if you leave me a bottle of wine. And she agreed, to my surprise, by the way.
Yeah.
You need to give him a bottle of Arbor Mist.
Just something real shitty.
Is that fart spray?
What?
That sounds fake.
No.
That's a real thing.
That's a real thing.
I wouldn't have it in my wine closet.
No, but they have, they're like really big on like sweet wines, flavored wines. I mean, you're not going to get like a good cab from them.
I like that Portuguese wine I told you from Costco.
Yeah, I destroyed it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Smooth.
Yeah. I like something bold, though. Something that punches you with flavor.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was a little dry. I mean, not dry. It was a little eh for me.
Sorry, I just had a huge yawn. Okay, so I'm going to bring the pregnancy baller in. I will drop it off. It might roll down your driveway, though. Just keep a heads up.
Well, just text me when you're here, and then I'll go out and grab it and disinfect it.
Okay. Let's talk about Roy. You've been at home. You've been staying in. How badly do you miss just like going out to like a restaurant or like you said, coming to work? You kind of miss that, but like
I miss doing the show normal. I hate what we're doing. I hate doing the show from home. It's not fun for me. I don't feel like we're. I feel that the delay throws me off. I just want to be back in the studio where I can laugh and be loud and have a good time. But as far as like going out to a restaurant, I don't miss that stuff at all.
And by the way, we have 26 more days of this, technically, until the next push.
We're only really about halfway there.
You know, I haven't lost it yet. I've been pretty busy. Strong and I have been doing things and... We've been watching shows. If I'd ran out of shows and I truly was bored, then I'd probably be losing my flipping mind. But I haven't gotten there yet. I've been doing a good job entertaining myself.
What about you, Ren?
As far as being stuck in the house?
Like, what normal thing do you miss the most? Like, for me, it would be going out to eat and, like, sitting
and
on a patio
errands.
This time of year. Running errands. That's the
worst. I know that sounds...
That's the worst.
I know. I know that sounds so stupid, but, like, I just miss getting in my car and, like, going somewhere and, like, getting things done.
Oh, based on what I see around the city, you can still do that.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a shit about the stay-at-home order, so just do you. Go run errands.
Never. That's true. But you know what is funny is my mom and her boyfriend are in the process of buying a house right now, and she keeps sending me all this furniture. Like, all this furniture, okay? I have not liked one thing that she's sent me so far, and I don't know how to tell her.
Oh, that's funny.
She's like, what do you think of this? I'm like, I don't know. She goes, I guess you don't like it. I'm like, it's a little Game of Thrones.
Let's call her and tell her on the rap
into
party.
That.
Yeah, but that like the house that they're buying is like light and airy, and it doesn't call for like this real heavy leather animal print. I don't know.
Text me your number and I'll call her.
No.
Have you thought that maybe that's what her boyfriend likes?
Then
is
that
she trying to balance?
Listen, don't ask my opinion then.
Right.
Like you guys do you. If that's what you do. Then you do that.
But you would love to go like shopping for furniture and stuff for them.
Yeah. I mean, I basically designed the entire interior of their beach condo. And I loved doing that because it was all like light, airy, restoration hardware, like fun. And this is like dated. I don't know. I'm just not into this vibe.
What? So there's a chance that they're going to get in this house, and you might not even get over there for a while.
Yeah.
There's a chance that they're not going to, I mean, with the way real estate's
going. Get the house
going,
for a while.
Yeah, those dudes, they're not going to get in.
Have they walked through it? Like, have they seen it, or have they only done virtual? Yeah.
No, they've both been in there.
Yeah.
We've all been in there together.
They were shopping before the lockdown came.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so it's like right around the corner from where I live, although their fence and gate are much higher, much harder to get into in their neighborhood than mine. But I told Dean, I said, you know, Loren's mom is buying a house across the way, and we could go use their pool this summer if we don't want to use our public pool. And then Loren just broke the news to me and said, what?
Their place doesn't have a pool. Yeah, they use a public pool, too.
Yeah. Every house in that neighborhood's got a pool in their backyard.
No, they're not in the
What's in their
the
backyard?
Community. The golf course.
Okay.
All right, you know what? Let's go ahead and pull the deal. Let's go get more with the pool.
No. I'm not doing this all over again with them.
I think the thing that, like I said, the thing that I miss the most is just, like, basic going, like, lunch with you guys. Like I loved leaving here and going, sitting on the patio in South End, especially during these times where it's, like, the weather's changed. You can sit on the patio, have a bunch of laughs, and that would lead to more stories with us. You know, it's just your story. Our stories are dry because we're not doing anything. It's amazing that we have these stories to share with you.
Right. I mean, at some point, as this quarantine keeps going, we're going to run out of shit. So,
yeah, exactly. But, Loren, you said that you were going to do some binging this weekend. Did you watch The Comeback?
I didn't get around to it. I was actually really busy this weekend with Cash being sick on Friday. So it just took up the majority of my weekend. And then Elena's birthday was yesterday, so I wanted to make that special for her.
Who can have a job with her busy schedule?
Even at home, I'm busy.
You really are. You're always busy. But I was looking at the birthday party with Elena, and it looks like you went out and got cupcakes.
Yeah, so Sass Cupcakes down in Blakeney is doing, like, where you can message them and tell them what you want, and you, like, pay on the phone, and then they run it out to your car. You don't ever have to go in.
Big fans of the MRL show there, too, by the way, Sass Cupcakes.
Yeah, well, thank you, Sass, for listening, and I'm going to say something unfavorable. And I'm sorry, Sass, but I don't think you're an essential business. And I'm so conflicted, because I want the businesses to survive, and I want them to stay open. Right?
Yeah.
But I also don't think, I really think that we're so loose on what's essential and what's not essential right now.
Isn't that though, I mean, if we're talking about like food in general, I mean, you could get your food from a grocery store, but I thought it was better for me to get it from Sass Cupcakes, which is a small business, than me go to Harris Teeter to get, you know, my cupcakes there.
But my thing is like, no one's surviving off cupcakes. That's not
like... No, but people still have birthdays and stuff.
It's all closed. It's just closed, okay?
All right, let's go through. What would your essential list be? What's your essential list look like, Roy?
Honestly, if it was up to me, I do think that like emergency house repairs, not construction.
So Lowe's and Home Depot would be closed?
Yes, unless you were... Yeah. Yeah,
you can't. Unless you're a contractor, and show your contractor license,
and you need a specific item because there's an emergency.
Okay.
But what if you're fixing it yourself? Not everybody calls a contractor.
Okay, good point. Let me revise that.
Well, maybe you need to, but no, don't back off. Like, if you're hard on this stance, then stand on it.
Here's the thing: we don't need to be people out there. We don't need people. I think that we need to limit when you can go to the store like twice a week.
Like,
yeah,
go
no
by
more.
Zip code?
I don't know how you would manage
that.
No,
you can't do it by zip code because everybody has their own Harris Teeter in their zip codes.
But I think
it should only be one person.
One person, okay. Maybe only a couple times a week they allow it. And I'm okay with them only limiting sales of essential items. Walmart, you don't need to be selling TVs.
People are self-quarantined right now.
Hide. I'm sorry.
If your TV breaks, Roy, you mean to tell me you don't think that's essential to get a new one?
It's not.
And you're stuck in the house 24/7? I don't even watch TV, and I think that's essential.
I'm just saying we got to limit the people. There's too many people out.
I agree with you, but I think it's more privacy issues, like people having parties at their house and going to the park in big groups and working out in groups and everything. That's where I think the problem
is. And how do you police what goes on in someone's house? You can't, you know?
311. Now I'm on a...
You're going to be calling all the time.
I'm calling on everyone.
Yeah, you're going to call that line and they'll be like, oh, God, it's Loren. She's reporting.
You live in Valentine and you get somebody knocking on your door because you got reported. It was probably me.
Yeah.
But, Roy, what if, like... You like Lowe's and Home Depot were open from 10 to 12, let's say, or 12 to 2 only for non-contractors. And this way you...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Can't be there all freaking day.
I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
Same with the stores.
There needs to be limitations. There needs to be way more restrictions than what we have now.
Okay.
But that's when people panic and they start hoarding things.
100%. You're right. But they're already doing that now, so.
Would you be surprised if May 16th the CDC lifts the ban of gatherings of 100 people? Or more. 50 or more, I think it is.
I'm pretty optimistic. No, I wouldn't be surprised.
So then that means that we don't need to be more strict, because that means that what we're doing is working. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I don't know how we get back to normal. I don't know what that looks like.
I know. I know the NFL, NBA, MLB, all the major sports teams are now talking about doing games without a crowd, and maybe even football.
And what you said, we weren't on the radio. This was just us talking in the morning. I could see something like this where concerts and gathering locations like movie theaters, big locations like that, where there's massive amounts of people together. I could see that being like, no. But your restaurant, you know what I mean? I could see them kind of loosening some of the rules.
See, I feel like if you're going to say a business like a Sass Cupcakes is not essential, I also think that restaurants aren't essential at that point.
Well, but the restaurants, though, aren't just serving cupcakes.
I know, but you can still go to the grocery store and get your stuff.
Oh, great. I mean, I'm okay with them closing, too. More restrictions. I think there's a bigger argument that a restaurant's more essential than a cupcake store.
And I agree with that, but I think it's in the same bracket to me.
Yeah, I mean, I think they are different than a dessert specialty versus a restaurant. Like, I went by Nothing Bundt Cakes, and they were open, and I'm like, really, guys? Who the hell needs a Bundt cake?
I don't know, people.
Who needs it? You do need food, but you don't need Bundt cake.
But also, that being open, are there that many people going there?
No, probably not.
So
they're doing
it's
call-ins.
Just they're trying to help small business stay right. afloat, I guess.
It's complicated. I don't know.
It is. It really is. But I see
because
what you mean.
There needs to be more done, but you can't do more without hurting people.
Amanda and I went down to the Anne Springs Greenway on Friday. It's the last day it was open. They're closing to follow CDC standards and guidelines, even though you can, you know, safely walk. There's enough space to stay 6 feet from the other family or the other people walking. They've decided to close.
Oh.
And so we went down there on Friday to try and just do one last walk around the Greenway. And Amanda and I both made the agreement that if the parking lot looked full, we were bailing. We got there, the parking lot was full, and we bailed, and Dean started crying, my 7-year-old, because he wanted to do like one last walk through the Greenway, you know. Mm-hmm. And we said, buddy, we told you that, you know, we might have to leave, and we were afraid that this was going to happen, but at least we were honest with you, you know. And I said, dude, why don't we do this? Let's go take a drive. And we drove over like around by Carowinds. And I let him see, like, the roller coasters, and he was happy with that. And even then, like, Amanda and I were talking, and we're like, how many people right now are working? How many people right now are trying to kill time with their kids? Mm-hmm. How many people driving on the street right now shouldn't be at all and are just, you know, fucking around?
Right.
You know, and the answer is we just don't know. But I'll tell you what, I didn't see a ton of, like, delivery vehicles. I saw, like, a lot of, like, sedans, SUVs, and just, like, a lot of people just doing their thing.
If people were more responsible, like when I went to Walmart and I saw all those people and they were all not following social distancing and you're bringing families of seven to go to Walmart, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be sitting here going, close all the cupcake stores, close all this down. But people are being idiots. They're not being responsible. They're just not. Look at the Romare Bearden Park. You're looking at people playing volleyball and you're like, it's actually illegal, guys, illegal to share balls.
I do agree with them closing down parks and greenways, though. I mean, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Take a walk. Go outside around your home. If you have a balcony, go sit on it if you live in an apartment. Go take a little walk, no doubt about it, like for your sanity, and the weather's beautiful. But, like, this isn't post-up time.
No, it's not.
You know, it's just not post-up time. And up in New York and northern New Jersey where I live, there's a big Hasidic Jew. The Hasidic Jewish people live up there, and it's a huge population. And did you see the video going around yesterday? Scary Jones from Z100 shared a video on Instagram of the cops sitting out in front of what was either a wedding or a ceremony. And there was, if there wasn't 200, there was 300 to 500 Hasidic Jews in the streets. And the cops are in their car. They don't want to get out of their car. And they're ringing their sirens and they're playing their message. Please disperse. Crowds of over, you know, 10 people at any time are illegal. And they're all just standing there continuing their service. And it's like, yeah, it's like no religious group is exempt. No race, no color, no sexual preference. Like, we all are humans. I mean.
Right.
And it's sad. 100%. It's gonna go through that community.
Do you think the Amish people know?
No, they have no idea.
Yes, they know.
Well, they don't have cars to rent. I don't know.
There's newspapers. People still talk.
Think about this, though.
They're not lit off completely.
Lorenz self-quarantined, and she's, you know, on her stay-at-home orders and still living better than the bougiest Amish family there is.
I mean, we need to send, like, a Paul Revere to let them know that the coronavirus is coming.
Send one of your carrier pigeons.
Do you see that
one? I'll tell
one,
you what. Right?
Well, it's kind of off topic. You go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, just going back to the essential businesses, I cut Dallas and Cash's hair yesterday because it was essential that they needed a haircut.
Now I was gonna have the guy that does my hair at the salon come to the house, wash his hands. What do you guys think about that? Is that okay?
I'm okay with that, but I think you have to keep that on the down low because I think they can lose their license.
Okay.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm Union County. I wonder if the rules are different.
No, I think that's like
statewide.
If you have a license, that's a thing. Because I tried that too, and you know, Mom's the word.
Yeah.
I personally wouldn't do it because of my situation. I don't know if I would trust them. But yeah, I don't see anything wrong with
that. Nicole wants me to cut her hair tomorrow. Maybe I'll do it on the air for you guys.
Really?
And we'll
She's
do it on Facebook
let you
Live.
Cut her hair.
Yeah. Hey,
you're still going to let me do your hair tomorrow on Facebook Live, right?
What?
You're still going to let me cut your hair tomorrow on Facebook Live, right?
No.
Come on. What? You asked me.
As if you knew how to. I didn't say cut it.
Oh, I actually thought when you guys were talking that it was going to happen.
So basically what you did was say, hey, do you need a car? And I go, yeah, I need a car. And you go, oh, huh. Good luck finding one.
Yeah, it's kind of what she did.
Right. She screwed me is what she did.
Did you guys see that one preacher down in Texas that said that he can blow away the coronavirus?
No.
Some of these religious people, man. He's the same one. He's one of those ones, too, that had demanded that Jesus told him he needs a private jet.
Oh, yeah, that's good. This way he could get from city to city to spread Jesus' word faster.
Yeah. Oh, man, but you looked at him and he blew towards the camera.
Oh, that's so
coronavirus
good.
Coronavirus away. And you're like, oh, what an idiot. And anyone
Please
who
stop.
Follows this guy. I love religion just as much as the next guy, but I can't get behind that.
Let me see if I can find that in my clips.
Oh, it has to be on there.
Ooh, there's What's a bonus name? Tiger King episode coming?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Why didn't we talk about that today?
Because they haven't said when.
Copeland. His name's Copeland.
It doesn't do me any good. And people are just like, it's coming. I'm like, okay, well, when the F is it coming?
America's richest pastor blows away, blows the coronavirus away.
Where are you seeing that?
Hang on. This TMZ. You want me to send it to you?
I like to play it on the rap party while we're on it.
Yeah, let me send it to you real quick, and then you can play it for him.
There is something brewing downstairs. Cash is screaming. Let me check the monitors.
I think I found it, bud. Here we go.
The Almighty God.
The Almighty God.
The El Shaddai God.
The El Shaddai God.
The God who is almighty.
The God who is almighty.
People scream.
He's more than enough.
He's more than enough.
He is the miracle working God.
He is the miracle working God.
Is this a cult? What are we listening to?
Right? No, he's a rich
today,
pastor.
Hold on, let me find the... Here's the clip.
When?
When?
Almighty!
Almighty!
Strong!
Strong!
South wind!
South wind!
Heat!
Heat!
Burn this thing!
Burn this thing!
In the name of Jesus!
You know what it is? This cat's losing mad money because there's nobody coming to his church.
Yeah, he's
so he's doing whatever he can to get that dollar.
In the name of Jesus!
Satan, you bow your knees!
Satan, you bow your knees!
You fall on your face.
How many people are there?
None. Oh, there's four people on the stage with him.
COVID-19. I'm blown.
That's worth it.
The wind of God.
The wind of God.
On you.
On you.
You are destroyed forever.
You are destroyed forever.
And you will never be back.
Dude, that guy's like a Game of Thrones episode.
Seriously, do you think these guys try to go like out to lunch after this? They're like, but we blew it away. Everything will be over.
I don't know. My guess is that like one of the four on the stage are probably like, yo, Billy has really lost it.
He's losing it.
Yeah, they're like, just follow his lead.
Like, well, we're good now. Billy blew Corona away.
Yeah, I'll go down the path.
But even looking into his eyes scared me. I was like, oh.
I know, he does have weird looking eyes. Are you blogging that?
No, I haven't blogged it. I met my quota.
All right. Maybe I'll put that up today because that's funny. People need to go check that out at kiss951.com. Oh, man. All right. Well, listen, thanks, everyone, for listening to a Rap Party podcast. That's 22 minutes of extra MRL.
You're welcome.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.